our national R&D statistics are very high and comparable to other, metro areas. So, this is something that we need to, be proud of, and something that we need to celebrate, that we, we do rank high. And I think we look at this and we see that, we have these assets and they're at our, colleges and universities. These are just specifically looking at the nine colleges and universities here in our region. But, we do have, additional colleges and universities totaling 24 within the 8-county capital region.
So research and development spending is up 5.9%. Is this a continuing trend?
This is a continuing trend because, again, these are, statistics from 2017, and we're looking at, additional investments that have been made and announcements that have been made, let's just say, over the last, 3 months here within, within this region, right, where you see Applied Materials making a $600 million investment in that, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals investing, over $800 million in Rensselaer County. And then as part of the new, state health lab consolidation, we're recruiting companies that are affiliated with Merck that are preparing to invest, over nearly $50 million, here in the greater capital region. So those are things that are going to get, lead to additional research and development dollars, again, private sector resources that are coming in and enabling companies to, enabling those types of companies and additional companies to come here to access those facilities we have to help develop those next generation technologies, attracting companies, and with that attracting the talent, that's needed and the good paying jobs that go with it.
How has SUNY Poly fared over the last couple of years? We saw recently this past year the founding president Aline Calheiros be convicted of in a bid rigging scandal. Did that controversy hurt SUNY Poly in any way, and has the school sort of bounced back when it comes to attracting investment?
Well, I think the announcement that occurred, that the state announced last week with the SUNY chancellor, the new leadership team over at SUNY Polytechnic, Doug Gross, a former Global Foundries executive, has clearly demonstrated that, the CNSC, the Albany Nanotech campus, will continue to remain relevant and an important player in the field of high tech, for the foreseeable future, right? So you have Applied Materials, committing to, invest over, $600 million, entering into long-term lease arrangements to take space there and bringing in over, committing to bring in 175 new employees with the hopes of bringing additional employees to that site. And then I think what you look at it, for additional work that they've done over time with the AIM Photonics Initiative and what that means, for their standing both at a, at a federal and national level with the industry players and cutting edge work in photonics, it will continue to help drive success, here in the capital region, around SUNY Polytechnic.
How do the numbers look when you break it down between private investment in these institutions and public investment, public dollars from the state or federal government?
Well, again, I think as you look at this, you've seen the increase in funding. We've seen a 16% increase in federal funding. We've seen a 25% increase in sort of institutional funding. So, the colleges and universities themselves investing more. And then, a large increase, over 180% year-to-year increase in nonprofits and other organizations and making investments in those research and development assets at those colleges and universities.
Looking forward, where are the next, I guess, big opportunities for investment? What are the fields that are coming to the forefront that our region is really suited for?
Well, I think it's a continuation of our existing assets that we have here in engineering and advanced electronics, but also the opportunities we see and we continue to see interest from, the industries in the areas of life sciences, tied to the expansion of our industry clusters with companies like Regeneron, as well as the School of Public Health at the University of Albany, and a potentially new Wadsworth lab, and then also the investments that are being made in atmospheric sciences and the relationship that has with our new College of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness being constructed now at the University of Albany.